Welcome to the C3 Church Camden podcast. For more information about our church, please visit www.c3wc.com. We are so thrilled that you're listening today, and we hope you enjoy the message.
Amazing, amazing to worship God, and it's so great to see you all and to worship together. It is not seeing you in person, but it is seeing you on the screen, and that's beautiful. And I know that even us worshiping together at the same time, I believe there is, you know, God is receiving our worship and our praise. And so keep worshiping at home, you know, all the time anyway. So good to see you all and be speaking today. And so I'm going to speak on a very fun topic to speak on. And thanks so much, Pastor Edwina, for having me speak today and sharing from the Word of God. I love the Word of God. Who of you loves the Word of God and to hear what God wants to say to us today? And maybe you want to, you know, like even open your heart and your mind right now as you are receiving from God, and be sort of in a posture of receiving, even if it is a bit of a difficult kind of word today, maybe. So I'll be sharing my screen in a minute. But we are continuing our series on how to live like a Christian, where we have been going through the Sermon on the Mount. By the way, can you guys hear me all right? So far, I have a good. Okay, I thought I better check because, you know, I might be talking for whatever. But so we are still in our series on how to live like a Christian, and where we've been listening and we've been getting amazing sermons the last few months, all the way from Matthew 5 to 7. And we've arrived now in Matthew chapter 7. And I believe this passage from verses 1 to 6 are, as well as Pastor Rowan has mentioned last week where he spoke from Matthew 6, they are actually about issues of the heart. Okay, so I want to share my screen. Just hold, give me a second. And they are, even if there are, if it is a bit of a, you know, like straightforward kind of word about judging others, and that might already, once I start saying that, that might already, you know, cause some sort of reaction in your heart, in your mind, where you're like, oh, don't want to, you know, hear about that. But it's actually part of God's word, obviously, and Jesus made a point in those six verses. And it's actually funny, I was just earlier reading also in the German translation, and verse one, it says we stop this, which means that Jesus is referring to something that people have been doing, and I wonder if we have been doing that as well. So be open. I can encourage you to be open to what God wants to say. And God, I pray right now as well that you are speaking to us, and you are speaking to every single one who is on this call today and who's actually watching it later on YouTube. And we just thank you that you are speaking through your word, and it is so relevant for us in this day and age to hear from you. So have your way in the service in Jesus' name. And so I want to read, firstly, I want to read Matthew 7, verses 1 to 6 from the NIV translation. And then I'll be also sharing a few other scriptures. And then I'll come back to this passage in a Passion translation. And I'll conclude with a few points that I want to share with you today. So as I said, I feel like I have to make that a point to be open to what that means for us right now in this day and age with judging others. Because, you know, and maybe that is why they picked me to get this, to share around this, because I can be, well, I'm, you know, German, so apparently we're straightforward and blunt. But I, you know, I'm feeling fine about that, because it's Jesus. It's not me saying, you know, these words. So, but anyway, let me read it and let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do this afternoon in and through this word. So let's read together. And I've got it on the screen, by the way. Can you see the screen? All right. Yeah, cool. All right. So it says, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remember, Jesus saying this, not me. First, take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Here you go. That is the scripture that we are talking about today, verses 1-6. And obviously about how we are relating to others. And as I mentioned before, it is about issues of the heart as well. So I think it's important for us to understand as well that this passage of scripture has actually been relevant all throughout church history. And we can see that because the Apostle Paul also refers to this passage, where he says in Romans 2, verses 1-2, you may think you can condemn such people. And just a side note here, such people, we read before that in Romans 1:18, that such people are sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. So that is what we might think is when we're judging, we're thinking of, you know, sinful and wicked people, or people that are not living up to the standards we think they should live up to. So let's go back to Romans 2, where Paul then says to the Roman church, or writes to them, you may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad, and you have no excuse. When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you are condemning yourself. For you who judge others do these very same things. And we know that God, in his justice, will punish anyone who does such things. Very clear. He's very clear to the very straightforward to the Romans as well. To the Corinthians, he says in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. So don't make judgments about anyone ahead of time before the Lord returns, for he will bring our darkest secrets to light. Oh, that sounds fun, doesn't it? Our darkest secrets. God will bring them to light and will reveal our private motives. Then God will give to each one whatever praise is due. And then also I want to highlight, just as I'm, you know, sharing these scriptures now to show us that they are so relevant throughout church history. James, the brother of Jesus, says in James 4, 11 and 12, don't speak evil against each other, dear brothers and sisters. If you criticize and judge each other, then you are criticizing and judging God's law. But your job is to obey the law, not to judge whether it applies to you. God alone, who gave the law, is the judge. He alone has the power to save or to destroy. So what right do you have to judge your neighbor? So these scriptures, and I'm going to stop sharing for a minute, these scriptures are showing us very clearly how we are meant to relate to each other. And we might be thinking, okay, but judging, you know, like we might be thinking judging in a term of forming an opinion, or like, how are we meant to do this? If we are not meant to judge others, how are we then meant to relate to others who maybe, you know, might be disagreeing with, or we might know that they're not living up to the standards we think they should? And we've heard very clearly that at the end of the day, we are not the judges. God is the judge, and it's not up to us to change others. So I want to highlight, and want to sort of bring out to us from Matthew 7, three main points. The first one is that we never know the full story. Okay, so when we are thinking we might want to judge someone, we might want to, you know, think of, you know, where they're at, or how they're behaving, or how they are you know, if they're getting vaccinated or how they're parenting their kids or what relationship choices they make. We need to remember that we don't know the full story. Well, often, sometimes we know the full story, that's, you know, but we need to check with ourselves, do we know the full story? So I want to read Matthew again, Matthew 7, from the Passion Translation, to sort of reiterate this point that we never know the full story. And also the matter of how are we actually to judge or not others. So we read here in the Passion Translation, and I want to encourage you as well in your own Bible study. And we're doing that in our gatherings. We're reading scripture in different translations because God can actually speak to us. Sometimes it's clearer in the more, you know, more modern translations, if you want to say so. And it puts it more into our context as well. So yeah, anyway, Matthew 7, just again, verses 1 and 2, refuse to be a critic full of bias towards others, and you will not be judged. For you'll be judged by the same standard that you've used to judge others. The measurement you use on them will be used on you. So Jesus is actually not saying not to judge at all, because we are, in a way, we are even sometimes called to judge. In a way, we've, like, judging itself basically just means this is right or wrong, or this is good or bad. Okay, so that is not the wrong thing to do. It is not for us to stop using godly wisdom or common sense or even moral courage to discern right from wrong. We are not to stop that, but it is about the how are we judging others. There's a difference between being judgmental, like, oh, I don't know if I can bring this across, but being judgmental versus forming an opinion or a belief system. You know, if you're believing something with your whole heart and you're believing something is right or wrong and others are not living up to that, or just choosing, making different choices than you. And, you know, that is for us to have that opinion. And that is fine. The question is, what are we going to do with it? Are we judging others? Are we putting others down? So when we are judging others, and we will, maybe I'm just talking to myself, I'm guilty of that for sure. Let's watch our thoughts and our motives, because we are, in fact, we are to speak the truth. But the second part of that verse in Ephesians 4:15 is we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ. So we want to ask ourselves, how would Christ do that? How would Jesus do that? And as Pastor Rowan has encouraged us of the last few months, what does love look like? I think that's an important question to ask ourselves when we are thinking about judging others. And so we can have our opinions and viewpoints, but we are called to speak the truth in love, and not, as we can read in the Amplified Translation as well, just the same verse in verse 1, where it says, do not judge and criticize and condemn others unfairly with an attitude of self-righteous superiority. Well, that's a great word, superiority. You got it. As though assuming the office of a judge. So first, we are not judges, and we are not, but we need to check our heart attitudes towards others. We don't want to be self-righteous and thinking, oh, we're better than others, because there will be situations where we're certainly not better than others. So we are wanting to ask us over and over again, what does love look like? Am I being, and I want to encourage you to ask yourself these reflective questions. Am I being quick to judge and self-righteous? Do I know the full story before I make a judgment? Because we don't want to be quick to judge. And do I want to be judged in the same way? Because we are going to be judged according to the measures we are setting. So that's the first point. We never know the full story. The second point, and we'll read on from verses 3 to 5, we are never to judge at all without remembering our own sinfulness. And so I've sort of alluded to that as well, because we are sinful in some way, shape, or form. So in 3 to 5, and we've probably heard this scripture, many of us have heard this scripture over and over again. And I, even when I was preparing, I was thinking, yeah, I get it. Yeah, cool. Yeah. But what does it actually mean? God, what are you actually wanting to say to me about this? So let's read it, and then I'll make a few points there as well. Why would you focus on the flaw in someone else's life and fail to notice glaring flaws of your own? How could you say to your friend, let me show you where you are wrong and where you're guilty, when you're guilty of even more? You're being hypocritical and a hypocrite. First, acknowledge and deal with your own blind spots. Then you'll be capable of dealing with the blind spot of your friend. Again, Jesus is not saying here not to judge others or to deal with the blind spot of others. He's saying to acknowledge our own, you know, issues first, and then we can help others if we are called to do that. We're not always called to help others. One area where we might be guilty of this is when we look, and I was thinking, and I felt convicted on this example, is when we look at the different generation from us. Because it's rarely helpful to look at a younger generation, for example. And I'm in the middle, I can sort of say that. I'm, you know, in the middle of the generations or whatever. And I've been guilty of both. So it's not helpful if we are looking at a younger person and think about their behavior or their dress code or their lack of respect. When we're looking at them, if we're judging them, and if we are having biases toward them, if we're stereotyping them. But it's also, on the other hand, not helpful if we're looking to an older person and thinking about their behavior, their dress code, oh gosh, their sense of fashion, or their lack of tolerance. Can you see how there are two sides to this coin? Because firstly, we probably have been younger once. And secondly, we are going to be older one day. So we've got to look at our own, you know, where we're at, which generation we're at, how are we behaving? How are we looking at others? How are we loving others? How are we respecting others? How are we tolerant of others? So in the Passion Commentary, like to this Passion Translation, it actually says, Jesus is teaching us here that our blind spots prevent us from accurately evaluating the needs of others. So what do others actually need from us? Do they need us to fix their flaw or their blind spots? Or do they need us to be a friend and listen or care or bless them in some way? We're not always to judge or to help or fix others. Which leads us to the final verse for today and ask us, what are the needs of others? So the first point, again, I want to remind us of that. We never know the full story. The second point was, we are never to judge at all without remembering our own sinfulness. And thirdly, I didn't write that down. Oh, there it is. We are to discern with wisdom if, when, and how to communicate the truth in love. We are to discern with wisdom. And we are reading this in verse 6. Who would hang earrings on a dog's ear or throw pearls in front of wild pigs? Not sure who can relate to that, but I'll come to that in a moment. They'll only trample them under their feet and then turn around and tear you to pieces. Well, to clarify, in the original, in the original language, earrings and pearls here are referring, what Jesus means here is that they are symbols for spiritual truth given to us by God. So truth that we know, and we might have that truth, we might have that revelation, we might know what, you know, or we have an idea of what is right and wrong. But and the throw, that word throw here in the Aramaic, it actually says it means the same, or it's similar to the word of to instruct or to teach. So we might have this wisdom, we might have this revelation, but we are to discern when to throw those pearls out to others. Are they open to receive what we have to say? In my early days as a Christian, about 12 years ago, I actually gave a non-Christian friend some valuable feedback about how I didn't like her negative talk about her colleagues. She used to like gossip about them to me, which I didn't like. I started realizing more and more that I don't like this negativity. I don't like it. And then I one day I took, you know, the moment, it's like, look, I do not like this, and this is not okay, and you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't talk like that about your colleagues. She didn't like it. She didn't quite tear me to pieces. She did cut me off in a way. And it was quite an eye-opening lesson for me, because I've learned that, like, even though I had this revelation that I don't want to gossip, I don't want to talk negatively about anyone behind their back. So that didn't mean that she could receive it, that she could have an open heart to it. Even though, like, it doesn't really matter if she was a Christian or not, but she wasn't a Christian. But, you know, we want to be discerning who we can share our pearls of wisdom and who not. Is it the right time or is it not? And to finish, to summarize, I want to just repeat those points and what does love look like, those questions as well. So firstly, we never know the full story. So when we are judging others, let's not have biases. Let's not have those self-righteous attitudes towards others. Let's remember that we don't have the full story. The second point was, we're never to judge at all without remembering our own sinfulness. Am I aware of my own sinfulness? Am I aware of where I'm at before I'm making any sort of judgment on others? Because that is what Jesus is calling us to. It's, again, it's not about not judging. It is about dealing with our own stuff first. And thirdly, we are to discern with wisdom if, when, and how to communicate the truth in love. So we want to ask ourselves, is this person open to hear what I have to say? And am I the right person to give feedback? So we really want to be open to that and find ways for us to be more and more like Christ, to hear what he's wanting to say, what he's wanting to say to others maybe, and when to not say anything. And finally, also one point that I felt stood out to me earlier while we were in worship was that we, as much as we're not called to judge others harshly and quickly, let's also not be that judgmental about ourselves. I mean, some of us might be quite hard on ourselves. We might, you know, feel that like we have the truth and we know the truth, so we've got to live up to that standard. But actually God, and when you think about God as your loving Father, he's got so much grace for us. And so let's have that grace with ourselves as well, without being self-righteous, without being, you know, super holy, but knowing that God is doing his work in us and we are a work in progress. We have not arrived. And so while we're doing that, we're called to love others as we're called to be more and more like Christ. So I'm just going to finish in prayer and then hand over to Pastor Edwina. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you that we get to hear your word, that we get to study your word, and that you are speaking to us, God. I pray that whatever has stuck out to these people online today and those watching on YouTube, God, I just pray that you would have your way, that you would reveal yourself to us, that you would reveal what in this message is something that you might want to work on in these people. and where you want to encourage us to maybe speak up the truth and love to others, but maybe where you give us the wisdom not to speak up and to just love others and be loving and kind to the people around us without being judgmental in all the areas that we might find ourselves struggling with that, God. And I thank you and I pray your favor and your blessing upon these people today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from our church. We hope you'll stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching C3 Church Camden.